Just outside Neillsville at the High Ground Veterans Memorial, a bell tolls for 26 Wisconsin veterans who served during the Korean War. Vets and their families gather near the Korean Veterans Memorial there. One by one, they place black granite stones etched with the names of those being honored this year. More than 132,000 Wisconsin residents were enlisted or drafted during the Forgotten War. Around 50,000 are still alive, including Walter Rosella of Mosinee. He fought with the U.S. Army's 25th Division.
I was a replacement, and then Incheon was burning. We landed, and then we went into South Korea all the way down because the North Koreans were almost taking over the country. And then we moved them back past the 38 and then back and forth.
Rosella says he often slept under the bridge of the Han River, behind enemy lines, tracking movements from the north.
All that you had for a home was a poncho and a helmet. And you used the helmet to wash your face, shave, and kept it on even if you went to church. Because they said, everybody kneel, but nobody take your helmets off.
While Rosella speaks openly of his time during the war, it's not so easy for vets like Ray Hendricks of Gilman. When asked about his experience, Hendricks wrings his hands and stares into the distance.
Well, it's hard to explain. Once you serve, why, you feel like you should have served, you know, and it's something to be proud of.
John Bixby of Marshfield spent 2 years of his life in Korea, but he says it's not something he spends a lot of time thinking about.
I kind of forget about that.
However, Bixby says he doesn't want others to forget the Korean War and has been waiting for this ceremony for nearly 60 years.
It's nice. It really, they recognize the Korean War. You know. It's about time. You know, it's about time. You know.
Kirk Rodman says healing and education is what ceremonies like this one are all about. He's the volunteer general manager of the High Ground Veterans Memorial.
We're here to make people think about that, to ensure that they get treatment, that they ensure that they get recognition, ensure that they're not alone somewhere.
Joyce Ruggles, whose son's father-in-law served in Korea, says there should be more ceremonies like this one for all veterans.
It's going to, you know, remind people and what our servicemen have, you know, what they've done for the country and to be honored. Yeah, I think, like I say, this is my first time ever here. I mean, I just, I'm amazed. I'm really amazed.
At the ceremony, wives, sons, daughters, and other relatives spoke in a gathering circle to say they will always remember veterans for their service and sacrifice.
People like him stood up and turned the tide.
I thank the Lord for this wonderful place and for the men and women who have given their lives so we might enjoy the freedoms we have today.
Thank you.
Thank you, all veterans, all volunteers, and we're so proud of our heroes here today.
I think everybody here is living proof that the Korean War is not the Forgotten War.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.